You have personally scholarshiped many students, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
You perhaps met them personally and felt this is somebody who should go somewhere, and so you've helped them.
No, you know, it hadn't worked that way. Last Sunday after church, my wife and son and I were having lunch, and a young man came over and said, I want to introduce myself to you. He said, I'm on a John Massey scholarship. And I said, thank you. And I talked to him a little bit, introduced him to my son who stood there. He left, and I said, honey, that's the first time a kid has walked up and thanked me.
Wow.
Well, now, I get letters from some of them, but you can tell somebody helped them write it, you know, and I get a lot from athletic teams and all that stuff, and I don't need that. But the kids that I give a job to down here that turn out to be bankers is my reward. Because I see them, I watch them grow. I had a part in their life. You know, that's the same way the paper boys. My paper boys that I had back years ago are the leading businessman in this town. Greg Clay's probably the most responsible man in this town. He's a doctor. He delivered papers for me for 6, 7, 8 years. John Mackey became circulation director for the Dallas Morning News. Reggie Selvin's one of the biggest construction companies. He worked for me for 6, 7 years. I just go down the list. Down the list of all those kids I taught how to sell on Thursday night, 2 hours. Go out and knock doors.
And sell subscriptions.
Sell subscriptions. And the effect it's had on their life. It's just amazing.
But these people were responsible people as young people.
Yeah, they had to get up 6 o'clock in the morning to get the papers out.
Yeah. Our state history is all part of Native Americans. What do Native Americans mean to our state? You're close to the Chickasaws, I believe. The Choctaws?
Yes, and Jim.
And the Creeks?
Oh, yeah. You know, they have an opportunity to do a lot of great things. I know the chief of the Choctaws and the governor of Chickasaws very well. And they both do a lot of things in the field of medicine, in the field of education. I think they got 5,000 scholarships at the Choctaw. I don't know what they got at the Chickasaws. I've never asked. But Choctaws got 5,000 scholarship people. And they used to give them the money without any checking back. And now they've got some educators out there. And now they know what their grades are. They know everything about that kid. They know when they need to intercede in that kid's life. They've got some people out here that are just dynamite. This one Indian lady, as old as I am, she's 2 years, I think, younger than me. She's still out there working because she loves to help kids. She's a wonderful human being.
Choctaw Nation scholarships.
Scholarships. And, you know, everything good that comes along, they're involved in. We have a girl here that comes to us from McAllister, and she didn't understand you out having a boys and girls club. She talked to us about it, and we said, get after it. Get it organized. So out of our family foundation, we gave $250,000 pledge. They match it. And the Choctaws gave $250,000, and they match it. It's just totally amazing how they help so many good causes and so many people. I was raised in Choctaw County, and Boswell, Oklahoma, which is probably 70% Choctaws. And I have watched a generation come along that's proud of themselves and proud of their heritage. And that is so beautiful. You talk to them now and they're proud. They're Choctaws. You know, there was a time they wasn't proud. I've known all the chiefs out here for many, many years. See, they was appointed by the president until, I guess, in 65, 66, somewhere along there, they started being elected.
They were empowered because of the gaming industry.
That's got the money rolling. And now what you see them think about is what's going to happen after gaming.
After gaming?
After gaming.
Talk to me about that.
You go out here at Choctaw, probably 95% of the customers out here from Texas.
Because you're close to the Texas border right here.
Right.
So they come up from Texas.
This place out here is as nice as anything in Las Vegas. I mean, it's lush.
Texas does not have gaming at the moment.
Right.
And they probably will have.
Someday.
Yeah. So that's what you're saying, that gaming's going to go away here.
Or it'll be curtailed some.
Curtailed, right.
But they're getting into other things to make money to support their tribe. And that is so smart.
Yeah, they're diversified businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just that. But it really started with that, and that has empowered them. So that, as you said, I don't know how many years ago, they were not proud. Any nation, any tribe we have, they weren't proud, but they are today.
They are today.
We see the TV commercials running, promoting their nation and all.
Weren't those good?
They are very good.
Those Choctaws and Chickasaw both.
Yep.
I saw more of them in Tulsa, I think, than I did in Durant. I don't watch that much TV, but I see them now on TV all the time, talking about their language, talking about their arts, and talking about things. It's beautiful.
Yeah. There's a prejudice yet, I think, in our state toward Native Americans.
I think most of that's changing. I think there's probably some people jealous as they got the ability to game and the white man doesn't, but that's normal. Anytime you're successful, you're going to have a few people that are leery of it. The Chief Choctaw serves on my board here.
And his name is?
Greg Powell. He's one of the nicest people you'll ever meet in your life. Just a good Christian man, just down to earth. He's a good person. And Bill Anatubby at Chickasaw, he's another great guy.
Yeah.
I made a speech one night. The chief asked me to have a social for the new assistant chief. So I did, and I was talking about the chief, and I introduced him as the greatest chief in the history of Indian tribe. Dan Johnson said, don't forget the governor's here. And I said, in a few minutes, I'll introduce you to the greatest governor.
Right. You know, as successful as you've been, you've also had some health issues and scares, haven't you? And your heart has been an issue.
I had a heart deal. I had sort of locked up from here up. I walked by William's office, and I said, get me to the hospital. I thought Greg had already gone to Texas. So he carried me out to the hospital, and they gave me a shot. A heart doctor came in and said, that's what it is. So they took me to Oklahoma City Heart Hospital, where I wanted to go. I got there, and they said, you have to have open heart surgery. I guess I was there 3 days, and they operated on my heart. I never felt anything except this is part of life. I never felt sorry for myself. I went through it. If I died, I know where I'm going. And it's a lot better than here. So the only thing you miss is your family and your friends, you know. So I got back home, and they brought a health nurse in. It's a physical therapist in the morning. And she'd come by and work with me for a while. You couldn't do much. You know, to walk around the swimming pool was a hard job. She'd help me walk around the swimming pool. I couldn't walk upstairs where I like to sleep, because I like to sleep up there where I wake up at 2 o'clock and read. I don't like to waste any time. So anyway, I couldn't get up there. I went through that, and I go out here at the hospital and meet the nicest nurse I have ever met in my life. Her name is Teresa, so I nicknamed her Mother Teresa. She knows everybody that comes in there to work out. Everybody hugs her. I mean, she's a special lady. I went through that out there. And then I've got a workout gym here in the bank. And I went and bought a machine that she's got out there down here. So I work out 3 days a week down here. But while I was out there, I ran into a lady that I knew in college. She married a friend of mine. She was in bad shape. And her husband, his father was a doctor, and he was admitted to medical school, but blew his eye out on the farm and didn't go. Taught school. He went and found a book by an author out of New York that went through a heart attack and open heart surgery and went through the moods that you're in, and he wrote a book about it. He bought two of those books, one for his wife, one for me. And I read 60 or 70 pages, and I called him. I said, Keeler, I've never felt sorry for myself. I ain't been in the hospital hardly in my life. I'm a very lucky man, very thankful. That book, I gave it to Ike Glass. And Ike Glass is the finest man I ever known, but he is having a lot of problems. He'd tell me about him, and I'd call Dr. White. Dr. White goes to Ponca City one day a week. So I'd call Dr. White. You got to do something right, you know. I gave that book to Ike. He read that book. He called me, and he said, John, thank you. I now understand the attitude you're God. That's the attitude I need to have.
Great.
And now they give one to every patient. There's a guy that's operated on tomorrow. I gave him one of those books, and he said, I'm going to send this book back to you. And I said, why don't you hang on to it for a while? About 3 weeks later, he called me. He said, now I know what you're talking about. You know, you get up, and you go, and you can't go. So you got up too fast. You know, you get feeling bad and down on yourself and down on your life, and you got to go home and rest.
Yep.
That's all you got to do. He's having a pacemaker put in tomorrow in Oklahoma City. He is going to a doctor in Tulsa that wasn't giving him the attention he needed. We're on returning calls. I said, call my doctor. I'm going to tell him you're going to call. And I'm going to tell him what time you're going to call. They became friends just like Dr. White and I. Dr. White's on Regents with me. So I got close to him.
Ron, that's your White. Favorite cardiologist?
Uh-huh.
And his name is?
Ron White.
Well, I want to thank you for the time you've given us. It's a fascinating story. It's a rags-to-riches story is what it is. Students who are listening to this, and here you are, a businessman, you're a hard worker as a boy, you're a banker, you're obviously an educator. What kind of advice do you give to students?
Give it the very best you got. Give your life the very best. And you can do that through education and through religion. I really believe that any kid that wants to do bad enough can achieve it, what he wants to do. You got to set your own goals. You can't let your mom and dad or your brothers or sister, anybody set your goals. But do what you're cut out to do to the very limits of your energies and abilities, and you'll be successful.
And you've got to like what you do.
You've got to like it. I love my job here. You know, I stepped down as CEO when I was 67. Now I'm 76, fixed to be 77. I'm going to die right there. Right there's where I want to die, right there in that seat.
In the office next to us?
I love it. I come down here Saturday morning, sometimes Sunday afternoons, but I love my work. I love it. I've loved every job I ever had. I've never had a bad job in my life. It's all good.
So you've never had a job? It's only a job when you don't like it.
I've liked everything. People used to say, why do you enjoy this restaurant out here at Holiday Inn? Well, it's always fun. You're serving people. I always had a good staff. I had the same five waitresses for 14 years. I had two cooks for the 14 years. I had to increase that to four. And I had five of the six maids for 14 years. That's record.
Yeah, in that business.
But if you keep an employee happy, it's good for you. It's good for business. Nothing is more expensive than retraining people. If you start retraining them, just think how much money you're going to spend on it, you know?
How would you like to be remembered?
As a man that loved his fellow man. Everybody's got something good in them, and I'm thankful for our educators as much as I am any profession in life, because teachers leave such an imprint on a kid's life.
You alluded to it a few times. Your faith obviously means something to you as well.
You know, you don't have faith. I don't understand people that don't have faith.
Well, this has been quite a journey. Anything I haven't touched on you want to comment on or anything?
No, I appreciate you doing that. Where do you want to eat? You know, eat at my favorite restaurant downtown.
I want to eat wherever you want to eat.